Once again, welcome. Tonight is Tuesday, July the 3rd. I'm coming to you live from Memphis, Tennessee, courtesy of Inner Light Radio in Los Angeles. This is a live show. So, we're on the eve of a holiday. What do you have planned? Are you cooking? Are you eating? Are you barbecuing? Do you have to work? What do you have going on for tomorrow? Well, tonight we're going to be talking about balance, because you're probably going to be doing some things tomorrow where you're going to be out of balance. So we have an awesome lineup here. It's kind of like some intergalactic stuff, all of this awesome energy at one time. But I did it. I pulled it off. And so I'm going to do this show on balance tonight and yoga and some related things. And I know we're going to be talking about something that everyone can relate to, whether you're experienced in yoga or not. So we're going to cover a lot of territory tonight. And without further ado, I'm going to bring on my host for this evening, Reggie Jenkins, Knoxville, Tennessee. How you doing, Reggie?
How you doing, Pearl? I'm good. By yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. I taught my first class at a yoga studio, Your Inner Yogi, this evening, and it was great. And I left there and came straight home and ate some sweet potato chips and then... and then logged on to be with you guys. So I had a great day today. Yep, it was good. It was good. So I saw on Facebook where you had something set up for donations for your birthday. You want to tell us about that?
Well, to give the listeners and people who may not know who I am, I'm the executive director of a program called Unique Academy. Unique Academy is a 501c3 nonprofit dedicated to the transformation of African-American youth in Tennessee. We've been around since 2003, and we work with probably 500 kids annually. We do a ACT prep in the fall and the spring, primarily for 8th, 9th, 10th graders. We do a calling all males youth conference, a calling all females. And right now I'm in the middle of my STEAMY Summer Institute. And STEAMY is catered towards African-American males between the ages of 5 and 12. We work with them all summer long, working on the academics, as well as introduce them to STEM-related career paths, visiting engineers and things of that sort. So my birthday is next Thursday. Mm-hmm. And so what I'm doing is, you know, of course, on Facebook, you can dedicate organization. So I'm in the middle of raising money for Unique Academy, trying to raise $1,500. And we're almost halfway there, actually, in 2 days. So
That's great.
Yep. So we're trying to raise money, and the money goes towards, you know, educational supplies, traveling with the youth, providing scholarships for parents who can't afford what the services we offer and that kind of thing. So that's pretty much it. People want to find out more information, they can go to www.uunikacademy.com. uuknacademy.org. That's uuknikacademy.org. Thank you.
Okay, great. And I'll let you share that information again before we wrap up. And so currently you all are in the middle of the board. Is it, are you all doing STEM right now, or?
Well, it's a STEAMY summer. It's called STEAMY. STEAMY stands for Science, Technology, Engineer, Arts, Math, Innovation. It's, like I said, it's academically focused because a lot of our kids in the state of Tennessee are far behind in terms of the language arts, the math, the sciences, the spelling, the handwriting. Our children are struggling. So, you know, summertime, the teachers and stuff, they call it summer loss because a lot of times kids take the summer off and they lose a whole lot of skills if they didn't have it in May. So we're trying to make up for that, as well as introduce our kids to the STEM related fields, because that's where the careers and stuff like that's where we're at right now. And a lot of our, you know, Black people are way behind as far as, you know, STEM related careers and stuff like that. So we want to introduce it to the babies. And then, you know, hopefully they grow older and become interested in a lot of these different fields that's opening up.
Okay. Sounds good. Well, that's, you know, kudos to you. That's some awesome work that you all are doing in Knoxville. And Reggie is a Memphian, and you're going to have to bring that energy on home at some point. Anyway.
That's my plan. That's what I'm trying to do. I just talked to somebody in Nashville, so we're trying to branch it to Nashville, trying to come further west. So
at least get closer. Okay. Well, we're going to move on to our awesome guest for this evening, and this is how we're going to do this, ladies. We're going to let you introduce yourselves, and so whatever you want to say about yourself and where you're from, where you live, and what you're doing. And we'll do it like that. So we'll go in the order of, we'll let Jackie go first, and then Libby, and then Deidre. Does that sound okay, ladies?
Yes,
yes. Good.
Okay, well, we'll start with Jackie Olson, but she goes by Jackie O. So Jackie, tell our listeners about yourself.
Well, good evening, audience. Thank you all so much for tuning in on the eve of the holiday. As Pearl said, my name is Jacqueline Osterlin, and I'm known by Jackie O. I am a native Memphian, a mother of three awesome young adult sons, and recently, actually a year ago, I took a leap of faith from a nearly 30-year career as a nonprofit professional. I had really enjoyed being in the nonprofit sector, but my passion, my calling, my drive for entrepreneurship was really revving up, and I decided to take a leap of faith and to fully pursue my call as a healer and as a yoga teacher and as a holistic health practitioner. And so I'm just really excited to be in the Memphis community, bringing our community together around wellness in spirit, mind, and body. And so as we go throughout the show tonight, I'll be able to share a little bit more about that. But I just love life. I love abundant life and love guiding others to pursuing their best life. And yoga is one of the tools that I use to accomplish that. So, Pearl, thank you for inviting me onto the show tonight.
Okay, well, you're welcome, and that was just a wonderful introduction. You covered all the bases. Thank you. So next, we're gonna hear from Libby, and Libby, I can hear you smiling. I can hear you smiling right now.
I am smiling. I'm just like, oh my goodness. I truly am. You know me well. Yes, I'm like so honored to be here and to have the opportunity to share this space with everyone. I'm originally from Jersey, but I've lived in Memphis for over about 12 years now. I am a U of M alumni, and, you know, I'm a mom, I'm a wife, I have three kids, all division 17, 15, and 9, and, you know, yoga truly changed my life, because before I came to yoga, I was so stressed and unbalanced, and it wasn't until I started my practice with meditation. And so I started practicing in 2007. And from there, I knew that, I'm sorry, that's my 9-year-old. But from there, I started to, I lost my train of thought. Yes, I started my practice in 2007. But it wasn't consistent. You know how you start something, you fall off, but you know, okay, I need this, I need this. And so about 4 years ago, I just decided, no, this is a must. And I committed to my practice, and my life changed tremendously. So I went through my yoga teacher training, and now I'm the owner of Yurt and the Yogi, and we're located in the heart of downtown on North 2nd Street. And right, and we're the first Black-owned yoga studio in Memphis. And at the time, I wasn't aware of that. Yeah. And I was like, oh, my goodness, okay, we're making history. But you know, yoga is just truly for everyone. And at the studio, you know, it's a welcoming space. And we promote overall, you know, better health, inner healing, and overall wellness for everyone. And so, because we all have an inner yogi, you know, people are like, I don't do yoga, I'm not into yoga. But we all are inner yogis, because all you need to do is to really connect to your breath and find yourself. And that's what your inner yogi is about. And so I'm just honored to be able to be a part of the Memphis community and to share space with everyone, because I love Memphis.
Oh, wonderful. You, wonderful. Thank you. And Deidre?
Hi, everyone.
Hey.
Hey.
And thanks so much, you guys, for being here with me. We're walking this together. My name is Deidre Hawthorne. I was born and raised in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. And I lived in Memphis for like 15 years. I went to the University of Memphis, and I had 3 salons, Upper Hand Beauty Salons. And then I moved to L.A. to pursue my writing career and my spiritual work. And that's where I tapped into yoga. So all of us yogis walking around here. And I'm certified with the Yoga Association. And I work with seniors with the National Arthritis Foundation, Department of Aging, and with Silver Sneakers. And we do a lot with yoga in a chair for treating arthritis and tendonitis and Alzheimer's and things like that. And we use music as therapy. So a lot of my yoga classes have a lot of tapping into when it comes to music for each client. We also do 5-dimensional meditations for people who want to shift their energy and their frequency and elevate their frequency to raise higher. And that's what I'm doing in Phoenix, Arizona right now, doing that kind of a class for the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Okay, sounds great. Well, like I said, we had an awesome lineup tonight. So, Reggie, you want me to start, or you want to start? Okay, I see something. 1 second here. Okay, so I'll start with you, Deidre. You mentioned something about the silver sneakers. Could you tell us a little bit more about that?
Mm-hmm. Silver Sneakers is a national yoga association that just gears their clientele to 55 and older. And so if you just Google silversneakers.com, you'll find locations all over the United States, even some in Europe, where you can just go if you're a senior and just take a class. And it's free to the seniors, and the instructors, they get paid by the Silver Sneakers Association. And there's 2 types of yogas that they do, actually 3. They do 1 aquatic, which is in the water. Then they do one on the floor mat, and then they do 1 in the chair. The ones in the chair address the clientele that are handicapped and they can't walk, for various different reasons, whether Parkinson's disease is a really good one. And the physical therapy that we do with the yoga really, really helps. And ours it's called evidence-based, because the Arthritis Foundation and the National Association for Yoga and the Department of Aging, they keep track of every single thing that we do. So the doctors can see the difference in our pupils. They call me sensei. They can see the difference whether a person's arthritis improves or the tendonitis, anything that goes wrong, and they keep track of all the medical records. So you can actually extensively see what yoga can do to a person, especially to a body that has deteriorated a little bit with age, maybe a car accident, or maybe with an illness. And it's been a whole lot of fun. I've been doing it for the last 7 years.
Okay, because I had never heard of Silver Sneakers before. That sounds like an awesome organization. And a lot of the yogis, they do specialty classes and concentrate on certain demographics, certain interest groups. And I do want to do a class that for people in the hair industry dealing with areas that are particularly stressed by, you know, bending over the shampoo bowl and standing behind the chair and holding clippers all day. So that sounds good. So at this time, Azariel, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
Good evening. How you doing? And welcome to the Pearl Walker Show.
Okay. I'm glad to be on.
Thank you. So we have some ladies on with us this evening. And, you know, I saw your post where you had, it was a beautiful picture of some food he had prepared, ladies. And one of the items was, what was that, pearl mushrooms? What was it?
Oyster mushrooms.
I'm gonna pull that up and let y'all know how he seasoned them before we get off the air. So you just heard Deidre Hawthorne. She's a former Memphian from Pittsburgh. She's a former Memphian and she's in Phoenix now. She's a yoga instructor. And we have Libby Campo. She's here in Memphis. Libby, where are you from? Jersey?
How you doing? Yeah, I'm from Jersey.
She's from Jersey. Right. She's been here about 12 years. She's the owner of Memphis's only Black-owned yoga studio, Your Inner Yogi, at 10 North 2nd. And then we have Jackie Osterlin. Jackie, it came when I mentioned you were coming on. She said she had some of your jewelry, and you know I have some too. So you preceded yourself tonight before you even came on. But I gave them the opportunity to just introduce themselves. And so if you would do that now, just share everyone, you know, with everyone your name and where you're from and what are you currently doing, what you're into.
Okay. Well, again, my name is Azrael Northcross. I'm a yoga instructor for the city of Memphis. I teach senior citizens at different senior centers, chair yoga for the senior centers, and I also teach at French Riviera Spa, Poplar and Highland, where I teach vinyasa and Ashtanga yoga. I do have a Ashtanga background. That's where I received my yoga certification down in Miami, Florida, in 2010. So, and it was certified as a power yoga instructor. Okay. I just recently started working at Mind Body House over on Young Avenue. So that's they focus mostly on hot yoga. They do have power yoga, and I'm going to be teaching vinyasa and Ashtanga yoga there. So I was born in Memphis. Raised in Brooklyn, New York. I lived in D.C., Philly. I've been practicing yoga now for about 24 years now. So, but I didn't get my certification until 2010.
Okay, awesome. Now, you know, I just learned some things. So, yeah, that's cool. Yeah, thank you. And thank you for joining us. And if anyone has to cut out and you can't stay the whole hour, you know, I do understand. So Reggie has a couple of questions. Oh, yeah. So I have a co-host, Reggie Jenkins, and he's on with us, too. So, yeah, he's going to come forth with with a couple of questions. Go ahead, Reggie.
Yeah, and yeah, this is to anyone who can answer. What led you right. to yoga? I mean, was your whole were you raised in it as a child, or how did you discover it? What was your path? For, and that's for each one of you, and I have a follow-up question.
All right, who wants to go first?
Let's start. You can go first, and we'll do it in alphabetical order. We'll do it like that.
Okay. Well, when before I started practicing yoga, I was into meditation and a lot of breathing exercises. It was something called Kundalini Yoga, which focuses mostly on breathing and prana and breath. And just started off just doing Hatha Yoga, which just focuses on more of the posture, or what they call the asana in yoga, which is just a yoga position. Then I got more so into the Vinyasa and Ashtanga Yoga, which focuses more on the breath and flow movement, inhales and exhales, transitioning from one pose to the next, you know, which just focuses more so on the breath and body movement. So, and then just the fact that it, you know, I noticed that it promoted, you know, physical health, decreased my stress levels, made me less susceptible to chronic disease, anything like that. And also I just recently found out that it helps to improve DNA function. So, and specifically targets the DNA that helps you metabolize food. So.
Okay. Interesting. So next we'll have Deidre.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, good. What do you want me to say?
Can you say the question again, Reggie?
Yeah, I was asking the question, what led you to practicing yoga and become who you are? What led to that prior to, you know, have you been doing this as your child, or what? Where was the transition from, you know?
Hi, Reggie. Thank you, Reggie. And Azriel, how do you two also? I got my yoga stuff from Camille. Remember Camille? Pearl?
Yes.
Camille,
yeah.
Lyle?
Camille
James
is also a former Memphian, and she used to be a hair industry professional. She had a nail studio, and so our paths crossed years ago. I mentioned her last week when I was doing the weekly show, and I had a different host every week of the month, and Camille was with me, and so we did the health and wellness, and so that's actually how I met Deidre through Camille, and she did a 360, Jackie, and she had some health challenges and started juicing. And just ran away with it. And so now she's in Colorado. I got to get to Colorado anyway. Mm-hmm. But she's in Colorado, and she has a juice bar. And I'll tag y'all so you all can see what she has going on out there. But, yeah, that's how Deidre and I connected through Camille. Go ahead, Camille. I mean, Deidre.
that's fine. So when you get a minute, can you guys place the call numbers on Facebook so I can – share it with my audience? So I went looking for it on your page and I didn't see it.
Okay, I'll do it now. I tagged you. I'll do it now.
Okay, because I got 5,000 friends, so I want to make sure they get a chance to listen to all these fantastic guests that you have. Well, I'm way out there, and my field is in between corporate America and the government, and with sound healing. And so I started doing yoga about 13 years ago, which is really a good number. And then I had, before then I did meditation, just like my sister said earlier, and I was doing meditation and I was doing stretching, but I never got my certification. And so when I had the opportunity to get my certification, I went ahead and did it. And I got that from working with onset adult arthritis. and teaching memory for UCLA Memory Care. So I incorporated my memory classes with my yoga classes because a lot of my students had problems remembering. And so I would add music that was back to from their days and times. So if, for example, if I had a woman that was in her 70s or 80s or 90s and she couldn't remember anything, then I would play something from what she could remember, like You Are My Sunshine. You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. And then I would take and move through the stretches and the poses. So that way her mind would be more lucid to receive anything I have for her. But I started a long time ago, and I just got certified 7 years ago. So it was for a particular area. And now I use it in the Baptist churches because they really, really haven't been doing that. They barely started on anything. My father's a pastor.
Sure.
So he has, he is the president of the Baptist churches here in Los Angeles, California. That's where I'm at, in Los Angeles. So I'm in Phoenix doing this dimensional work yoga because there's a lot of people in Phoenix that love yoga and a lot of people in California. So you guys are just, you're pioneers. So my hat is off for you holding the vibration in that area. It's just triple, quadruple amazing. Me, it's like another yoga instructor. It's like getting another lawyer. It's just a lot of us. You really got to follow your heart, but you guys are opening new ground. I'm proud of you guys.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much. So next, Jackie, how did you come to yoga? How did yoga come to you?
You know what? That is so divine. I was going to say I really didn't find yoga. Yoga found me. And the comment that Deidre just made was a perfect segue into just my background. You know, raised as a Southern African American Baptist female, yoga doesn't fit in there anywhere. And so... I was just raised in a very traditional environment in terms of spirituality. And I attended Central High School, so that means I was around diversity more than probably a lot of my peers who may have been at schools that were not quite as diverse. And so I remember there was one of my friends, Sheba Ray, who was a world-renowned yogi now. But that was the first person I ever knew who did yoga. I mean, even in the 80s, as a teenager, that was just what Sheba did. And it didn't really mean anything to me at the time. I just knew that about her. And so coming out of high school, I really desired to be an OBGYN because I was always interested in the body, its ability to heal itself. And that path just wasn't the path for me at the time. If you don't like science, then you can't, you know, go into medicine. And so ended up starting my family at a very young age, but ended up taking another path in terms of my higher education, business, as a matter of fact, totally different from medicine. But I always had this inner desire to understand how the spirit, the mind, the body connected. Didn't really know how to articulate that. I just knew it was something there. So as I look at all the magazines I collected, they would be about Pilates and, yoga and things like that, but still never saw anyone doing that, didn't actively or consciously say, hey, I want to go and start doing yoga. Well, you know how you pay your YMCA membership and you're not using it. And I said, I'm going to use this membership. Let me figure out where I can go to the Mason YMCA, which is not even open anymore. And, of course, guess what they offered in the morning before I could go to work? It was yoga. And so yoga found me. And I tell you, after just even going to two classes, I knew it was it. I couldn't really say what it was, but it was the thing that my life needed. I was going through some transition, needing to make some very difficult life decisions. And yoga really became a tool that helped me to, you know, move through life. I was raising my sons, working full time, trying to finish a college degree, trying to make a decision about a relationship I was in. And so it became something that I knew I wanted to share with other people. And when the time became right, I did go through a yoga works 200-hour teacher training, And during, and yoga is very significant in my life because during that time, a month after my training started, my mother got ill. 2 months later, my mother had passed away. And so to go through, because yoga training is not a simple thing, Pearl, you know that you just finished. So y'all give it up for Pearl for just finishing her teacher training.
Oh,
and so to go,
thank you.
To go through that, that kind of experience, I'm an only child, my mother's only child, and so, but I knew she would want me to finish that. I could, because when I started taking it, she's like, if it's anything that's going to help me, baby, I want you to do it. And so it really became a very significant part of who I am, but also who I am called to be for my community. And so Deidre mentioned about us being pioneers in this area, certainly in the South, certainly in the Bible Belt, certainly in a city like Memphis. You know, it's been a part of the majority culture, but not so much a part of our community, the African-American community. And so that's where my heart is as a teacher, is in the community. I just came from Binghamton teaching a class. I teach in the Soulsville community because the people who I really want to understand how yoga can really benefit their lives may not ever come into a studio because it doesn't seem accessible to them. They don't feel welcome. There are misconceptions about what it is. And so for me, it's just a way to bring our people together and to open up their awareness about how to align your spirit, mind, and body for total well-being. It's not just one-dimensional, but it's all of who you are. And so that's how I came to yoga. Yoga literally found me, and it is really such a big part of who I am as a person. And so I primarily teach beginner-friendly classes and restorative classes, primarily because the folks who have come into my life who are seeking wellness need to get off to a good start. I think it's important for individuals to get off on the right path so that they can continue their practice and deepen their practice and that they can get the relief they need for their bodies, their spirits, and their minds to live well. And so that's how I got into it. And that's what keeps me going is coming from a restorative class like I just did tonight, having 20 women there who look, feel, and act and be differently at the end of the class than when they came in. So that's my story.
Okay, wonderful, wonderful. And Libby?
Yes, yes, yes. And congratulations on teaching your first class tonight.
Yay, Pearl.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
So like I mentioned earlier, I started my practice in 2007. My husband and I, we attended a couple's retreat in Chicago with an organization called Tantra Nova. And by my surprise, the focus was pranayama, breath work, and meditation. And we did some asanas, so some gentle movements, but it feels like the first 10 minutes of our practice, I felt alive. And it was something that I never felt before, but my soul was connected to it. And then from there is when, so even when we came home, you know, I would try to do some stuff at home, but it didn't quite feel the same. So I started looking for community spaces, and I would start practicing at it's a studio in Midtown. They focus on Ayurveda. I can't think of the studio, but
Cooper,
it was a meditation.
Evergreen or it's, Midtown?
No, it's actually off of like high. It's like off of Summer. It's called. Is it Sun?
It was Sun. That's where I had my first experience.
Yeah,
off of Summer near Highland.
Yeah. And
Ethan's
on. Yeah, Ethan's son. And so they have a meditation group, and I started being a member of that group, and I think the meditation was like every Sunday. And from there is when I started to tap into the actual full yoga practices. And my foundation is actually a stronger yoga, and I was taking it here in Cardioville at Lifetime Fitness. And the classes is, you know, and even from with the Ashtanga, I just started practicing more and more. And it was always something, my practice was always personal to me. It wasn't something I necessarily shared with everyone, but all my close friends and family knew that, you know, I love yoga, and it brung peace in my life because I've always juggled multiple hats like most women, and yoga just, my practice was more grounding, so it brought that relaxation, and it just helped me be a better person and manage my stress, to be a better mom, to be a better wife, just to be a better employee and student, because at the time I was going to school as well. So then from there, my interest, like I was saying earlier as well, I was on and off on a bandwagon, and then I just decided, you know, in order for me to truly be the person I need to be, and to be happy, I have to make a commitment to my practice. And this feels as though when I made that commitment, I started getting people, and when I started expressing and using that throat chakra to speak my truth, people started gravitating to me, wanting to know more about yoga. And I knew my practice, but I felt like I would do a disjustice teaching somebody what I know or what I learned at a studio or what I take from it. So that's what kind of sparked my interest to get my certification. And so it was really just to share more with my friends, not necessarily to teach. And at that point, I had a friend that was teaching at Cadover, Bert Ferguson. And so I started teaching the class with her, and this is before I even got my certification. I just joined that venture with her. She already had it going. Her name was Crystal Rochelle, and she had the classes going. I started teaching with her, and then once I graduated, it kind of transitioned that she stopped teaching the class, but now I had that itch to teach. I had that yearning to share, and it was all about, like it is now, which is about sharing and spreading awareness of yoga and the benefits of it. And so I started teaching out of art galleries in Memphis, and it was just because, like Jackie mentioned, I felt like I would hear so much from friends and just people in passing, I'm not comfortable practicing in the studio. And so that's where I wanted to, and so I tried to think of an open space, and for me, that's art, and that's any form of art, but I just imagine, and even when I'm in the space of an art gallery, I'm like, it's so freeing. And so I taught at art gallery. Maybe it was two separate galleries, and they both were downtown. So for some reason, probably because I'm a city girl, I'm drawn to downtown. And so both of the art galleries were downtown. The first one was Topps Art Gallery, and then the other one was Catullus Concession Art Gallery. And from there, I knew that, okay, I want to reach more people. It feels like... It was my dharma, not that I want, I was drawn to. It's my dharma, and I felt it, that, okay, you need a space that you can draw in more people but connect with them. This is your path. And so from there is where Your Inner Yogi was born, because originally it was just a blog. And so with the studio... And when I walked into the space, it just felt like home. And the space is so welcoming. And our mission at Your Inner Yogi is to be a space open to everyone, to allow people to be themselves, find themselves. And along with us planting those seeds of awareness, we offer different styles of yoga. It's the spreading those seeds of awareness to create healthy habits and grow our community. We're huge on karma yoga. So we just recently did a yoga in the park with the 108, with the sun salutation, for the summer solstice with Street Dog Foundations. We've done classes with Girls Inc. of Memphis. We've done classes in schools. It's just, we want to spread that awareness and let everyone know that you're welcome. We recently just had kids yoga at the studio. So it's just really wanting to show and lead by example that it isn't one fit for a one person, or yoga isn't just for, you know, it doesn't matter your age, the flexibility. Yoga is truly for everybody. And so we just try put our best foot forward in doing that. And that's one of the reasons I know you and Pearl, I remember when we started the yoga teacher training, and that was your question. Why now? Why are you doing one now? and our training is different in that way too, that, you know, it's teaching you, it's giving you the tools to teach restorative yoga or power flow or just hatha yoga. And it's truly because you want to be open to not limit yourself or your students. And so, but I remember when you said that, and you was like, why now? Why TT now? And I'm like, it's just my dharma. It just felt right. It was time. It was time to grow. So.
Okay. Well, as for myself, I guess that's a perfect segue. You just said something about any age. Yes.
Pearl, real quickly, you're listening to the Pearl Walker Show at InnerLightRadio.com. And the call-in number is 310-928-7733. That's 310-928-7733. Okay, you go ahead.
Okay. So you were saying something about age, and you said something about age and body or something like that. But so,
yes,
so I am the most mature person on the line. And but anyway, so it's been 19 years ago this spring, and I was working at the Memphis Public Library and Information Center in the Link Department. And so I went out on maternity leave, and well, I took a prenatal yoga class over at Eastern Sun. You said it was, Jackie, Eastern Sun over off of Summer. And and it was like, this is it right here. This is it. I had never experienced anything like yoga in my life. And so the teacher shared her story. She was a writer, and she shared her story about working in corporate America, and she decided to quit her job and pursue writing full time. And she became a mother along through there somewhere. And so I can't think of her name. If she walked through the door, I don't know if I would recognize her, but that lady inspired me to quit my job, and that's when I decided to go back into the salon, because I had been in and out of the salon from 98 and up until then. I was in and out of the salon and doing relaxes, of course, and it was a Jerry Curl here or there, you know. But so with that, I decided to just quit the library. So I left on maternity leave. I used up all of my leave, and then I resigned, and I decided to go and pursue this natural hair thing. And y'all know the rest of that story. So actually, that was 19 years ago last month that I started as a natural stylist. But it was a yoga teacher that inspired me to walk away from the library, go back into the salon, and pursue the natural hair thing. And so I was doing it on and off over the, like you, Libby, I was practicing over the years, but it would be consistent. And then I met Jackie 3 years ago in Leadership Memphis. She was still working there. So that's how I met Jackie. So through Jackie, being around Jackie and some other people, and just, you know, you really need to do this. And then Jackie told me about the instructor training program last year that you all were going to do, Libby. And so from there, long story short, I ended up signing up, and it was just one of the best things that I've done in my life. But yeah, I got introduced to yoga from a prenatal yoga class when I was pregnant with my son, mm-hmm. 9. So we have a question on the board from Brother Jamal, and about what to discuss the different breathing exercises and why they are important. I don't know how you all want to divide that up, but we'll go. Azariel, you still there?
Yes, I'm still here.
Can you pronounce your name? Because I've been pronouncing your name wrong all these years, and I apologize. Can you say your name?
Well, it's pronounced Azariel. Azariel.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Thank you, and I apologize. But,
yeah,
okay,
no worries. All right, well, there's a breathing style in Ashtanga Vinyasa Yoga. It's called Ujjayi breathing. And it's a relaxed, diaphragmatic style of breathing characterized by an ocean sound that resonates from your throat. Throughout the practice, this specific breathing style is maintained in alignment with your movements, okay? It's the steady cycle of inhales and exhales. It provides you with a calming mental focal point, okay? With the vinyasa and ujjayi together, they create internal heat, which leads to purification of the body through increased circulation and sweating. So, one interesting thing about the reason it being so much breath work in yoga, because I was told when I was taking my teacher training, is that one of the most important things in yoga is your breathing. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
When you look at let's say you look at the animal kingdom, the animals that breathe the least amount of breaths, the slower breaths, they live longer. Like, let's say turtles, they breathe maybe like 13 breaths. I think it's like 13 breaths every few minutes, you know, and they live for tortoises. They live for over 100 years, up to 150, 200 years. The same thing with other species of animals like dolphins, and, you know, because they're not breathing in. Well, they're slowing their breathing down. And that's what the ujjayi breathing helps you to do. So basically, you know, you can extend your life by extending your breathing. Okay, so the ujjayi breath would be one breathing exercise that you can do while you're doing yoga. There's one that I practice a lot called Antara Kumbhaka. What that means is internal retention of the breath. And what this breathing exercise is good for is it helps to release serotonin and melatonin from your pineal gland. Okay, you know, a lot of people, they go and they buy pills from the store to help them sleep, serotonin pills. But just by practicing yoga, you know, these chemicals are released from the body. So with the inner retention of the breath, basically you're breathing for a certain amount of seconds. You're breathing in through your nose, and then you're holding your breathing anywhere from 5 to 8 seconds, okay? You're just holding the breath in, and then you're going to release the breath out of your nose, okay, for a specific amount of seconds. And it's just you're repeating the same thing over and over again, but you're just holding your mm-hmm. breathing for 5 to 8 seconds, and this helps to deliver oxygen, you know, to your pineal gland. You know, and also in yoga, they have what you call mudras, which is certain hand gestures that you can do. And while doing the ujjayi breathing or the Antara Kumbhaka, which is internal retention of the breath, you would lightly touch your forefinger and your thumb together. And this helps to draw the prana or life force into your body. So those are just two, the ujjayi
okay.
breathing and Antara Kumbhaka. And I'll let someone... you know, elaborate on breathing exercises.
Okay. Did anyone else want to come in on the breathing?
Yeah, I wanted
Deidre,
to jump in.
Was it you? Okay.
Yes, it's me. Thank you. I don't know how I could forget such a really, really, really important part of yoga, and that is tantra. And that's what really, really pushed me into mastering my ability to breathe. And I had to go back and refresh myself up with yoga, because everybody that I was practicing Tantra with, they had long breaths and they could do it. And you, and with Tantra, if anybody knows anything about Tantra, you can't move energy or push energy or guide energy through without breathing. And this is great. You guys are so interesting. You're like my favorite flavor.
Mine too.
Have y'all ever been anyone's favorite flavor before? Don't answer. Don't answer. Don't answer.
I love it.
Mm-hmm. Did anyone else want to come in on the breathing?
No, I think he gave absolutely an amazing explanation. Yeah. Go ahead, Jackie. I'm sorry.
No, no, go ahead, Libby. You're good.
No. I was just saying, I think he gave an amazing explanation. And you know, even, you know, to simplify it for a person that doesn't practice, you know, pranayama, it's our life force. And you want to practice deep breathing, deep mindful breathing. But the explanation he gave, I think, was amazing. So I'm sorry to interrupt you, Jackie, if you was going to give another one.
Nope, I was going to pretty much say the same thing you did. As Ariel, that was awesome, awesome, awesome. And I think my favorite, I don't think, but I know that my favorite thing about just this whole philosophy or way of living about yoga is the breath, because truly it is our life force. That's what came into us and allowed us to become alive. And so one of my favorite things that I say in every single class, and I don't remember how this became a part of my class, but I say at the beginning and the end of every class, in the absence of breath, there is no life. But in the presence of breath, we have life and life more abundantly. Mm. And so one of my dear friends who started practicing with me, and the other thing I love about yoga is the people that come into your life and the people's lives who the divine allows you to enter. Paula and I met about 4 years ago when I was working in nonprofit, and she was having a lot of difficulty walking. She was having issues with her IT band and just a very, very painful time walking. And she learned about my weekly yoga class in the good old Dean Hansen community. And so she would walk up those steps every week. It was about 15 stairs with her walking stick. And shortly after that, she was able to put that stick down. But she would go back home and talk to her mother about this mantra around breathing. And so Miss Rita had a stroke about a year ago and became bedridden and ill. But every single day, do you know what she would say to Paula? She would say, "I know, don't tell me that again today. In the absence of breath, there is no life. In the presence of breath, we have life." And so I just didn't believe it. So I'm like, you know how people can kind of just, and I wouldn't say Paula wasn't telling the truth. That is not what I'm saying. I just didn't understand the impact of it. I was blessed to be able to go and visit Ms. Rita about 5 weeks ago. They had established her as being in hospice care. And, you know, they tell you only have a few days left to live. And she lived another 6 weeks after that. But I was blessed to go and visit her on her bed at home. And so whenever someone visits, Paula would holler out, "Mommy, so-and-so is here." So she says, "Mommy, my yogi," because we call each other my yogi. She said, "My yogi Jackie is here." And you all, when I walked into that room, Miss Rita, on her dying bed, do you know what she said to me? "In the absence of breath, there is no life. But in the presence of breath, there is life and life." And it sent chills through me. But it was such an affirming experience, and one that was so valuable to understand just how important the gift is that we share with others. And I tell folks, if you can breathe, that's your yoga. Don't worry about the posture. Don't worry about whether or not it's right or wrong. Just use that life force, that breath, to reinvigorate your body, your spirit, and your mind. And so that's the favorite thing for me about yoga, is the good old breath.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I think that's wonderful piece to close out with. I just want to thank you all so much for coming on. It was last minute for most of you, and thank you all for just coming on this evening.
Thanks, Pearl. I appreciate you allowing me on.
Yeah, you will. I'll send you a copy of the show, and I'm going to connect you all in the inbox if you want to follow up with each other, because this was just awesome. This was a lot of information, energy, and wisdom and experience.
Yeah.
So,
and I didn't know that it was a Black-owned yoga studio in Memphis downtown.
Yes, you just had your 1 year anniversary. What was it, in March?
Yes.
And it's beautiful. It's beautiful.
I want to come and check it out.
Yeah.
Please. I'm going to check it out, too.
I'm on the schedule to teach.
Yeah, definitely. Okay.
Yes. Yeah, that'll be great.
We should exchange information. Well, Pearl, you're going to send the information through Facebook, right?
I'm going to do it in the inbox.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Perfect. So this was wonderful.
Pearl, one thing really quickly.
Go ahead.
Pearl, do we have like 10 seconds? You were interested in the Silver Sneakers. So here in the Memphis area, the local YMCA is the organization that offers the Silver Sneakers classes. So they have the yoga and the splash classes,
Okay, great. Thank you for that. Thank you. I didn't know that. Okay. Look at all this information. Yeah. And Reggie, you have a fundraiser going for your birthday?
I see the music is about to play. I would say one thing, Pearl. I would encourage you to have your guest on at least once a month. At least one of them once a month. I'm serious. You got to have them once a month. And I want to say also, I used to do a holistic health class in East Tennessee. I'm an expo. I'm going to have to start that back up because I already know some people I can call to do that.
Absolutely.
Okay, so Reggie, you and I will talk about that.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Thank you all again.
All right, thanks again. In two weeks on the third Tuesday.
Thank you for tuning in. Until next time, I wish you love, peace, hair grease, and now yoga. Good night.
All right, have a good day.